Hello, this is Kendall Parts here on the Kendall Parts Podcast. I want to talk about the Bengals offensive line doing great things. And Joe Burrow and Jamar Chase connection is absolutely great. It's matching up to expectations so far. Obviously, last week against Chicago, it was disappointing for them to wait until it was late to try to crawl back into the game. But, that was a disappointing loss. But the Bears' defense is a pretty good defense. But, you know, we as Bengals fans, we want to always see Joe Burrow. And actually, the Pittsburgh Steelers defense ain't really all that bad. It was just their offense yesterday. And it was so crazy because, you know, they're talking about the Bengals offensive line and blah, 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 and all that, right? But the Bengals, so the Steelers had a 75-game streak with at least one sack on the defensive side. They had one sack for 75 straight games. And who would have thought with the recent offensive line problems going back to, I wouldn't even say just last year, you know, because as much as we don't like any, we wasn't all in love with Andy Dalton, he had some offensive line problems at the end of his tenure too with the Bengals. And obviously, with Joe Burrow, that hurt him against the Washington football team. Like, it was eventually going to happen. He kept getting hit, and you just wonder, okay, can he just take the pain and everything be all right overall? But no, he actually got hurt. And that was so striking about, I don't care that TJ Watt was, like, they still got a decent defensive line. The fact that 75 straight games, they had at least one sack. And that offensive line, even though, you know what I'm saying, we got love for Jackson Carman, Deontay Smith, started yesterday also. Of course, Jonah Williams, Quentin Spain, like, it is a better offensive line talent-wise. Plus, the offensive line coach has a second tenure here. See, he was the offensive line coach. That helped Joe Mixon have a great year in his second year in the league a couple of years ago in 2018. Then all of a sudden they didn't bring him back. I think he wanted to leave, according to reports. I don't know, but it was nice to see Frank Pollock. You know what I'm saying? We also have him because he was even getting roughed up in the Chicago game. And like, that was really, really concerning. But to see only, like, one pressure, forget the sack number, just one pressure. It's not really about the sack number. It's like, how do you pressure the quarterback? And they only pressured him one time. And so that means that the offensive line was really great. So you could tell me about T.J. Watt being hurt, sure, but the Steelers defense do have a good front seven enough to at least get one sack, even without T.J. Watt. So, you know, that's why I don't really want to hear about T.J. Watt being hurt and all that. They still have a good front seven enough to sack you. And for that offensive line, we had, even though we, you know what I'm saying, then we got love and respect for the rookies. And hope they keep doing well. For that offensive line to be the offensive line that stops the streak of the 75 game streak of them at least having one sack. It was the Bengals out of all offensive lines. It was the Bengals offensive line that did that. So with all them recent trouble. So that was great. And of course, Jamar Chase. And I'ma say this too. I think people saw yesterday why the Bengals made the pick that they made. Because last year really it didn't really have much speed. You know, AJ was getting up there, although he looked pretty good against the Jacksonville Jaguars, who are the Bengals' next opponent Thursday night. So we hope that they don't blow that game. And the defense also is night and day from, like, that game last week in Chicago, that was all on the offense. The defense played well. So they played okay against Minnesota. They gagged up a 2 touchdown lead, and could have lost that game, but thankfully they didn't. And you know, our kicker is pretty good too. But if you notice, somebody from the trio, from the wide receiver trio, was out yesterday. So you know the Bengals, of course, drafted Chase 5th over Penei Sewell, who's in Detroit. And by the way, Justin Tucker is just crazy. A 66 yarder. Like that is insane. A 66 yarder. For the Ravens, and that's why the Bengals, even though they are in first place, they have the division win. With that win against Pittsburgh yesterday, Jamar Chase was the right pick, and yesterday showed why, because we was missing one of the trio. We saw how we didn't have enough much speed last year, and that's why we went out and got Chase and all that. Plus, you know, everybody said Joe Burrow had a noodle arm and didn't have no arm strength last year. And you see how that is a black evaporating. Those takes. He He can sling that thing from deep. You saw that pass to Chase yesterday. Or so far this year, it's been throwing that thing from deep, and for all the drops of preseason, yeah, Jamar Chase can catch. Now I don't like his excuse about the footballs and all that, but that they. About the different footballs from college to the NFL, that because you know that the NFL speed is different. So I thought it was people going a little bit too crazy about drops in the preseason. So they. It was important to draft Jamar Chase, and it played out because of the T. Higgins injury. Let's say that we didn't draft Jamar Chase, he's out. How would they have looked yesterday? Cause you gotta have downfield speed. And Tyler Boyd, he's a great wide receiver. By the way, that's his first touchdown in his hometown that he scored yesterday. You know, he went to Pitt in college. He's from there. So salute to him. Salute to Tyler Boyd. But yeah. Two touchdowns, and T. Higgins absence. It was just the duo, not the trio, yesterday. So, good for that. And I can't wait for this weekend, just Saturday. The UC Bearcats are going to play to Notre Dame Irish. I can't wait for that. Can't not wait. So, and you know, the Bearcats are in the Big 12, and it's so crazy because the college basketball team just got a four-star recruit coming into they and. With I can't think of his name right now. He's doing so well in recruiting. The Big 12 announcement just helped matters in recruiting. I want to see the UC Bearcats be great again in college basketball and the national prominent team again in college basketball. They new head coach, man, Wes Miller. Oh my God, Wes Miller is going. He's doing his thing recruiting right now, and about 44 days. That's the countdown from today, 44 days or so. So, tip off, I can't wait. So yeah, the Raiders, they won. They almost did a Raider thing, which is, I'm gonna try to listen to the Eagles and the Cowboys. That Big 12 announcement is gonna have a real good effect for UC when it comes to recruiting. His name is something Skilling. Excuse me. I just thought of him. His last name is Skilling. He announced that he's gonna be a Bearcat, and I can't wait. All right, let's see. Thanks. Make sure you donate. You know what I'm saying? My Cash App is MrParks513. Make sure you donate to the Cash App. Make sure you donate to my PayPal. Anchor has this feature called the listener support. You can go to the money section and go down to the listener support, and you can donate either $1 or $5 or $10, you know, 0.99 is basically $1, you know, $4.99, that's basically $5, and $9.99 is basically $10. So, yeah. Make sure you donate, and I appreciate you guys. We at 5.1 listens. We're trying to get to the top 100, and I'm gonna need you guys to help me stay there. But I also need to be, you know what I'm saying, come on more consistent. So I just want to leave y'all with that. All right, it's Kendall Parks. Talk to you guys later. Oh, by the way, hit up my YouTube as well. DATBOYKILLAK. So make sure you subscribe on there as well. All right, bye.